The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Wyoming on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, good to be with you. We're overall pleased with the preseason. I think we got a lot accomplished. Like all teams, you know, you have some guys injured, that type of thing. But, overall, I think we got a lot accomplished. And that being said, two things. We've got a lot of work to do between now and Saturday, and then certainly during the entire season. Got a lot of young players that need to improve and continue to grow. And then the other part of the equation is that we're playing a really formidable opponent here in Wyoming. They're a very good football team. They're very well coached. Craig Bohl's done an outstanding job in just a very short time there. And so when you look at them on film, they clearly have one of the best players in the country in Josh Allen, but they're much more than that. They've got a really well-coached football team, a good system, and a lot of good players. So we've got a big challenge on our hands.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Scott Lutterman, Land of 10.
Hey, Kirk, how are you?
Good, Scott. How about you?
Not too bad. Question about quarterback. Why Nathan Stanley? What did he do to kind of win the job, and when did you tell him?
Well, you know, as our comments have been, I think, pretty consistent, and I think the timing of this whole thing would indicate the same, that, you know, it's really been a close competition, and ultimately we're really pleased with both what Nate's done and Tower. They're both first-class guys. They've competed well, and we just felt like we had to make a call at some given point. So it wasn't like anything dramatic overall. It was just probably a feel. Each guy has separate attributes that they offered, like any position probably. And but in our estimation right now, Nate gives us our best shot. So, you know, we're going to go with him, and we're doing it enthusiastically, and would have been the same way with Tyler if it flipped over. So he'll be in there, and he's basically been practicing this week as our starter. So straight ahead.
What kind of attributes does Nate have that you think allowed him to be successful?
Well, I think you've seen he's got a live arm, good strong arm. But both players have good presence, you know. And I think it's been stated before, Tyler's got a little bit more confidence probably because he's been here longer, you know. So I think that's an edge there. But both guys were really doing a good job, and I think again, it was a close, tough decision for us, but you know, we made that decision, and now we're moving ahead.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Lee Brocknett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kirk, I wanted to check in on Nathan Budgeta, or I'm not sure how he's pronouncing his name this week.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it. Yeah. Spelled differently, but pronounced Budgeta, yeah.
Yeah, he's had some injury issues, kind of how he's set to go for the first game.
No, exactly. You know, it's really been frustrating a year for him, actually. He got injured in end of October, early November. It seems like forever. And so he fought through that last year. And then, you know, continued to nag him in the spring. And even halfway through summer training, so through June, he was still limited in what he could do and a little bit frustrated, you might say. But, it really cleared up over the month of July. And he's just done great in camp. And you know, I can't say enough about him. He's not you wouldn't want him as a rebounder. He's not 6'5" or anything like that, but he plays tough, hard-nosed football, and reminds me a lot of Louis Trinka-Passat, who's with the Rams right now. Just a tough, hard-nosed guy that gives us a lot of stability in the middle and great leadership.
Okay, good. Thanks, Kirk.
Yep.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious what you've seen out of James Butler so far in camp, how he's progressed and really fit into the team.
Yeah, you know, a couple things. First of all, just a really delightful young man. I mean, he's got a real presence to him. And he's not you know, braggadocious or necessarily real outward with his – but he just has a good demeanor, a very positive demeanor, and he's all business on the field. So he's – you know, really done a good job in the classroom. He's done a great job assimilating on our football team and did it in quick time. And then, you know, he's practiced well, you know, and that's we really never had him on the field. So it was a real learning experience for us, not unlike when, you know, Ron Caluzzi went through last year. So to have him on the field practice and did a lot of good things. He's lost probably about 10 pounds, so he looks a little – he still looks strong, but he's a little thinner than he was and moving pretty well. And he clearly likes competition. He's an excellent teammate, and just everything about him is really positive. So it turned out to be a really good development for us.
How much can he help, given the fact that he's played Wyoming before, and how unique is that to have a guy transfer in and play a team he's played before right away?
Yeah, I was actually talking about that the other day, you know, and it is kind of interesting just, you know, talking about the conference and all that kind of thing, where the road trips they have. But, you know, I mean, he gave us a little bit of insight, but I think he noticed, like we did, their quarterback's pretty good. So, I mean, it's he was playing the game. I think he was more focused on what he was doing, and unfortunately didn't give us a lot of insight or tips in terms of strategy.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Appreciate that. Thank you.